Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. I am so glad that you've joined us today for our Sunday service. And for those of you who are joining us online, welcome also. So glad that you are joining us. And so I invite you now to join me in reading our mission statement that's on the front of your bulletin. It says, "We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world." So that's really what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity to discover our own spiritual nature, to discover that, yes, indeed, peace and love live inside of us, that absolute wholeness and perfection and good without bound live within us, that all of those qualities of the Spirit reside within us and are innate to our own beingness. Because what happens is, as we discover that, then we come to the world differently. We come to the world with more generosity, with more love and more care and more kindness and more openness, more of a sense of connection with humanity. And as we do that, it changes our relationships. And it changes the way that we interact with people, changes the way people respond to us, and in turn, it changes them, even if it's just a little bit. And because we are part of this collective whole, part of this oneness, what we do, and as we grow and as we evolve, it actually affects the whole also. So that is how we participate in that evolutionary push of the divine that is unfolding itself through all things. And I read a statement this week from Jim Lockhart that actually said, simply, we are people who gather to... Let me grab this. Simply, we are people who gather to find out how to be better versions of ourselves. And isn't that just what we're doing? We're discovering really who we are beyond the ego, beyond our personality, beyond what the world tells us, to discover our own essential nature. And that is beneficial to everyone. So thank you all for that. And so Barbara Conant, our practitioner, is up here with me, and she's going to lead us in an evocation as we evoke an awareness of the presence of Spirit that is always right where we are, and do a contemplative reading for us. So I invite you just to begin to settle into yourself. Harold Payne is going to lead us in the song, "I Open Up," that will help you move into that stillness. I invite you, the words will be up on the wall, to sing along or to just listen, but just to let that help you slow down and open up just a little bit.
Stillness, in the silence, I feel the sacred surrounding me, and I surrender to this moment. I open up. Silence, I feel the love inside of me, and I surrender these moments. I open up and I find peace. Let my soul speak with each heartbeat. Every breath I take. Silence. I feel the light inside of me. And I surrender to this moment. I open up. Silence. I feel spirit surrounding me, and I surrender to this moment. I open up and I find peace. I open up.
I move my thoughts within and just feel a sense of completeness. It is in this space that I recognize my oneness with the life that permeates all of creation. I know this life is a source of all and is eternal peace and infinite goodness. The presence and power of spirit is everywhere present and always right where we are. Its infinite goodness surrounds us, moves through us, and we attract that which opens us up to our highest good. The creative mind is our storehouse for all the abundance of every good thing life offers. And so today, I have a key. We all have a key, which is our thought, and it opens the storehouse of our mind to the goodness of life. And with this realization, and with a feeling of celebration and acceptance for the good we experience, I say thank you, God, as we come together to recognize the inner presence which supports us. I bless Reverend Jennifer and her talk. Her words open our minds to new ways of looking at our life and our hearts in how we use the good that is all around us. We then are open to share God's storehouse of good with all others. I bless Harold and his music that always inspires and uplifts our minds and hearts. I bless everyone here today and know we are surrounded and supported by spirit and the love and peace of the divine good that is always where we are. And so it is. Morning, everyone. My reading today is from the Holmes Reader on Practical Wisdom by Ernest Holmes. Life is an eternal givingness, the offering of the cosmic self to the joy of its own fulfillment. You and I are part of this joy, and we find fulfillment only as this joy passes through us to others. Everything moves in circles, and we short-circuit our own good when we don't pass it on. We must permit this good to flow outward to complete its divine circuit. This circle is increased as our consciousness permits a larger flow of givingness. Once we realize that we exist at the center of good, of abundance, we have a true idea of our relationship to life. As we permit this life to flow through us, our own lives are complete. Let us merge with the stream of life, becoming one with everything that lives, freely giving, asking nothing in return, expecting neither recognition nor compensation other than the joy of giving. And we will find that the gifts which we had so long and earnestly sought are already in our possession. And so it is.
So I'm going to actually start this talk today with a couple of stories. Whoops. One says, Seattle's art community, unable to physically gather during COVID, abruptly found itself without income when the coronavirus struck. In response, someone set up a GoFundMe to help bridge the gap for artists who've lost their livelihood. Just days later, the fund had made $80,000. And as of July 2020, it reached $639,181 to be redistributed amongst those people. Is that amazing? Another story says, yesterday, my neighbor left me some homemade food to pick up from outside while I am recovering from a mild case of COVID-19. When I got there, I found not only a big container of piping hot soup, but two huge bags of groceries. I almost burst into tears. She barely knows me. The kindness of strangers never fails to amaze me. You know, as human beings, we have this need to come from our spirit and to share our spirit. We have a need to experience that love that lives inside of us, as well as a need to express that love. And we have a need to feel connected to each other. And when we feel connected to each other, when we express that love that lives inside of us, when we share our spirit, we then have an experience of our own inner abundance. We have an experience of our own spiritual nature. We have an experience of the generosity of who we are and the generosity of our spirit and the generosity of spirit itself. And so the title of my talk today is Give It Away. And I'm talking about when we are generous in any way, we are reenacting the nature of the divine. We are the nature of that divine givingness that Barbara read about, that givingness of life. And when we do that in turn, we get filled up. In our generosity and in our givingness, we step into that flow of the opulence of life. We step into that givingness of the one creative force of life itself. And so that might be expressed through you as words, or as acts, or even as thoughts. It might be expressed as words of kindness, or words of encouragement or support. It might be expressed as acts of charity, of physical support, of supporting something with your money, of doing something that someone cannot do for themselves, like making homemade soup when they're sick. It shows up also in our thoughts of blessing, in our prayers, in our good wishes, and even in our thoughts of accepting others instead of judging them. And yet, we don't always act in ways that are generous, do we? And I think that when we don't act in ways that are generous, it's for one of three reasons. It is either because of our judgment of others, or because of our fears, or because of our misperceptions or misconceptions. And so that first one is sometimes we don't extend our own generosity because we are judging other people as bad or wrong or whatever your judgments are. And then in turn, we think they don't deserve our generosity. But the thing is, the generosity really isn't for them. Yes, they might benefit from your generosity, but really the generosity is for us. The generosity is for you. Because when we are being generous, we tap into our spirit. Our spirit is awakened, and our spirit gets stirred. We allow our spirit to come forward and express in our generosity rather than our ego, which is the part that is judging. Generosity helps us discover our own divine nature. It helps us discover our interrelatedness and interconnectedness with each other, and it helps us feel connected to each other. When I give to you, I get to feel my heart connected with your heart. When we give to anybody out of generosity, we get to feel that heart connection with them. Marianne Williamson said, when you are out of the flow of love or peace or joy, the way back in is through generosity, love, compassion, and gratitude. One of the ways to get back into the flow of love and peace and goodness is to be generous. Generosity causes our spirit to awaken, but also, as our spirit awakens, we automatically become generous. You can start on either end of it. You can start by practicing generosity as a spiritual practice. How's that for a spiritual practice? Generosity. Boy, it feels so good. Or it can be a spiritual practice, or as the more that you awaken to your own spirit, the more that you court your own spirituality, automatically the more generous you become in your life. And so have any of you noticed that you are more generous than you used to be? It's a natural occurrence that happens. It's a byproduct of living spirituality. And so generosity helps us feel our spirit. And then the second reason sometimes that we don't act in ways that are generous is because we get into fear. We think or fear that there isn't enough or that we don't have enough. But anytime we hold tightly to that idea that there isn't enough or that we don't have enough, what happens is it keeps the natural abundance of life from taking up residence in our experience. It keeps it at bay. Jesus said, it is done unto you as you believe. That's called the law of attraction. It's the law of mental equivalence. It's a law of correspondence. What is happening inside is what then happens outside. It's a reflection. So our thoughts either attract or repel according to the way we are thinking. Like I said, generosity helps us locate our inner abundance. We find this wealth inside of us. We find this overflowing goodness inside of us. We find that aspect of ourselves that is always has access to that all good, that knows that there is no otherness than spirit. There is no otherness than that life of God, that we are not outside of it, but that we are a part of it. We are each incarnations of the divine. We are each incarnations of divine givingness itself. So in our giving, what happens is we let go of that tight grip that we are holding on to, that idea that there isn't enough. It causes us to loosen that grip. It causes our heart to open and to be in gratitude. Gratitude that we actually have the ability to share. Gratitude that we get to be generous. Gratitude that we have that ability inside of us. And so as we shift into a place of open-heartedness. We shift into a place of being conduits for the flow of good in life. And that openness creates a sense of expansiveness within us and a sense of expansiveness within our thinking. Creates an expansiveness within our inner experience, and it changes our vibration. It changes that energetic field that we are living in so that it creates more space in that field because it's now looser, it's now more free, so that more good can flow into our lives. Ernest Holmes said, "I believe the whole universe is the givingness of the creative spirit to the delight of its own being." Spirit is a givingness. That is what it does. It expresses and unfolds and continuously comes into being. Anytime we give, we are reenacting the nature of life. We are reenacting that nature of the divine givingness of life. And in turn, we create more room for that divine givingness to express. Whether that is giving a compliment or giving a word of encouragement, whether that generosity is sharing some knowledge that you have with someone who needs that knowledge, whether it's sharing your resources or your money or your time or your attention, any of those things are generosity of your spirit. Ernest Holmes also said, "Life is self-perpetuating. Love is the principle of life, for it is the nature of everything to give." And so I have a couple more stories for you. One says, just 2 days after Tomodachi Sushi reopened its doors in Austin after COVID, a customer left a $1,000 tip for a $214 check. Unbelievable gestures like this stay deep inside your heart and give us extra motivation to go on, the restaurant owner said. Steve Reed wrote, "On behalf of the Tomo family, I want to thank you all who have been there for us in the last 2 months, giving us all those kind words, generosity, online posts, and support. It means more than you know." Another story says, "I forgot about the rule preventing liquids in carry-on luggage. So when I hit security at the airport, I had to give up all of my painting supplies. When I returned a week later, an attendant was at the baggage area with my paints. Not only had he kept them for me, but he looked up my return date and time in order to meet me." How's that for generosity of spirit? And here's my favorite. "One evening, I left a restaurant just ahead of a woman assisting her elderly mom. As I approached the curb and paused to see if my arthritic knee could climb it, to my right appeared an arm to assist. It was the elderly mom. My heart was so touched. It feels so good to be generous." And so what are some other ways we can be generous? What are some ways we can practice generosity? We can ask someone how they're doing and then really listen and be present with them. We can let someone in line in front of us at the grocery store who only has a couple of items, or let someone in traffic when they have been silly and not made it in time. You can take your neighbor's package up to a safe place on their porch when it's dropped off and it's not, or take their newspaper up to their door when it's left on the sidewalk. Colleen does both of those things all the time. You can donate your money to an organization and support an organization that you believe is doing good work in the world. You can tell the manager of a restaurant or a store that you go in what a good job one of their employees has done for you. Let the manager know that. You can give a stranger a compliment. You could leave a note for someone thanking them or telling them what a good job they've done or giving them a word of encouragement. I read a suggestion this week, which is to keep a pack of sticky notes in your purse and a pen, and then when you go places, to leave a note of thank you or a note of encouragement or whatever it is when you go, and you just leave them all the time. You know how meaningful that is to someone when the waitress who was having a harried day and you left a note for her, how nice that is? It's so little and it's so big at the same time. Which brings me to the last reason that sometimes we don't act in ways that are generous, is because we think it'll take too much time or too much effort. But really, we can be generous at any moment. And it takes very little time or energy. Is all it really takes is our intention and our focus. That's all it takes. In Hebrew, the word praise is tahila. It means to radiate or to reflect. In turn, when we praise the divine, that means we radiate or reflect those qualities of spirit. That means we radiate or reflect abundance or generosity. We radiate or reflect love or peace or oneness. Every time we act out of generosity and in generous ways, every time we are loving or peaceful or inclusive, we are radiating or reflecting the divine into the world. We are praising the divine. And so my invitation to you this week is to not let your fear or your judgment of other people get in the way of your generosity, the generosity of your own spirit. To remember that generosity is for you, not for the other person. It is so that you might feel connected with others and connected to life itself. Generosity is so that you might feel filled up, so that you can feel a part of the flow of the all good. Generosity is so that you can experience the love that lives inside of you, so that you might discover your own inner abundance, so that you might discover your own wholeness and the bounty of spirit. And remember that anytime you feel those kinds of feelings, when you feel filled up or you feel connected to others or to life, to have that experience of your own inner fullness, all of those feelings are God calling you, saying, go this way. And so I'm going to close with a part of Center for Spiritual Living's evolutionary vision. It says, we see a world in which each and every person lives in alignment with his or her highest spiritual principle, emphasizing unity with God and connection with each other. A world in which individually and collectively we are called to a higher state of consciousness and of action. Simply put, we are people who gather to find out how to be better versions of ourselves. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path of self-discovery, discovering your own spiritual nature, your own connection with the divine and connection with everyone and everything, and really for being a blessing in this world. Thank you and blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so how good it is to be marinating in these words of truth, to be allowing ourselves to remember what we sometimes forget, that yes, indeed, we are immersed in this presence. This presence that is the all good. This presence that is a presence of love and of bountifulness and of outpouring and of expressing. This one presence that supports us and lifts us and carries us and speaks to our hearts and our minds saying, go this way. It's all we have to do is to listen within to our hearts rather than our heads, rather than our ego. And so today we come from our spirit, recognizing that it is none other than the outpicturing, that than an emanation of that divine presence, the love and the opulence and the bountifulness of life. And so today we open ourselves to that and we step out into the world as a channel for the divine. And as we do that, the inflow increases in our life so that ever more good, whatever it is that we desire, is able to come to us because we have created a way open in that channel. And so for this, I am grateful. And I also speak this word right now for this entire planet, for every person and every place, recognizing that the presence of spirit is right there also, and that it is fulfilling whatever the need is. It is revealing itself as wisdom and guidance and intelligence within our politicians, within the world leaders, within the decision makers, that intelligence right now is so profound and so real that they cannot miss it. It speaks to their hearts of the right way, and to them also says, go this way. I speak this word knowing that there is a healing power right now that is healing all hearts that have been feeling broken, all people that have been feeling lost or outside of or separate from, that is healing strife and disconnection. For in truth, there is only one, and we are all a part of that one. And that one is wrapping itself around humanity at this moment and is there as the fulfillment of every desire. And so I know that spirit is unfolding itself, that there are open hearts and open minds and open hands everywhere on this planet, and that good is happening there. And so I release this prayer into that creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself right now. And so we gaze upon that. We see that happening. And in so, we create a greater opening for it into the world. And so I release this prayer in gratitude, and I say, and so it is.
I give to you, and feel my heart connect with your heart. Your generosity increases the velocity of the spiritual exchange, and that feeling remains as we radiate, celebrate, marinate to reflect the divine. It makes us all shine unconditionally.
And it's time for our affirmation today. And so if you'll all join me,
today I practice generosity. Generosity causes me to feel connected to others and to life. Here I discover my inner abundance. In turn, I feel my spiritual nature and the love and joy within me. And so it is. Invitations for you. One is we have sign-up sheets in the back. If you would like to join us as being part of this family to help us set up beforehand, to help us break down afterwards, to bring coffee, or to be a Sunday morning greeter. There are sign-up sheets in the back for all of those things. I am going to ask you also to help us grow via social media. And one of those things that you can do, if you are not already part of our meetup group, is to join our meetup group. It's Living Beyond Limits, Center for Spiritual Living. And then to go on there at some point during the week and click I'm going. Because what happens, every single week we have people that actually tell us on meetup almost every week that new people are coming to church and then they don't show up. And sometimes I think it's because the only people it says that are going are me and Larry. You know, they think, I don't think I want to go to that group with two other people there. So I'm inviting all of you at some point during the week to go, and you just click, it says, I'm going. That's all you have to do. And also to help us grow on Facebook. So if you are not already following us on Facebook, I invite you to go on our Facebook page, again, Living Beyond Limits, Center for Spiritual Living, and follow us. That way, what we put out will show up on your feed. And then when the talk goes out every week, is all you have to do is click share, and that goes out to other people. So other people then will be introduced to what we're talking about and what we're doing as a way to bring new people in. I would also like to thank Rebecca and Marisha for writing beautiful openings about how wonderful the church is or the talk was. They're just beautiful that they sent out when they hit a share on Facebook. It was really nice. Our Sunday talks are available. It comes in your email box. If you're not on our email list, you can talk to Ray Bunch back there, and the talk will show up in your email box. They're also available on our website, and that our practitioners are available for support, prayer support. We have a prayer box in the back. We have prayer shawls you can take with you, and they'll pray over it before you go. If you would like to participate in any of those things, we invite you to do that.